Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. This weekend, music groups from around the world will gather at Patterson Park as part of a year-long celebration of the 100th anniversary of President John F. Kennedy's birth. The 7th annual Serenade Washington, D.C. Choral Festival features youth and adult choirs. It's organized by Classical Movements, a concert touring company based in Alexandria, Virginia, and co-presented by the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. Joining us by phone is Nita Helms, founder and president of Classical Movements. Welcome, Nita.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And here with me in the studio is Katie Long, program director and Hispanic liaison for the nonprofit Friends of Patterson Park. Hi, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Just great. Nita, you began the Serenade free concert series in 2011. I understand there have been more than 50 choirs from 25 countries that have performed at venues across the Washington area. Why a concert in Patterson Park, Baltimore?
You know, this is our 7th year, and we'll actually go on to 70 choirs and 33 countries this year with this festival. But this year is extremely special because we're celebrating John F. Kennedy's centennial, and which is why we're co-presenting with the Kennedy Center, who've embraced this festival this year, because they are the living monument. But, you know, we've always done concerts to for the public in and around this whole area of Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And this year I wanted very particularly to have places or choirs from or themes that were related to John F. Kennedy. And I wanted to go to Baltimore and Annapolis and all the places that we like to go to. And I started researching Baltimore. President Kennedy's connections to Maryland are quite famous, and his families are, of course, with lots of people having held political positions, etc. But I was so delighted when I saw that he had actually landed by helicopter once in Patterson Park. And he landed there by helicopter, but had another place to go to. But, you know, I said, well, why don't we do a summer concert at Patterson Park? And lo and behold, I found that they actually had their own summer concert series. It was perfect. We approached them, and they immediately were interested and, in fact, have gone out of their way to really make this a mutual celebration of our president as well as this festival. So that's why we're at Patterson Park.
You're right. President Kennedy did not speak at Patterson Park. He spoke at the 5th Regiment Armory, and it was a political speech focusing on the congressional elections. I want us to hear just a bit of what President Kennedy said that day.
The strength of this nation around the world helps maintain the freedom of dozens of countries. But the strength of this nation around the world depends upon the strength of the United States here at home. And the people of this country, in this election in November, have a very clear choice between those members of the House and Senate who believe in sitting still and those members who support those programs which make it possible for us to maintain the economic strength and vitality of our country. That's why I come to Baltimore tonight, to ask your help in that job.
President John F. Kennedy, speaking at a political rally in Baltimore 4 weeks before the congressional elections of 1962. Nita Helms, tell us about the groups who will be performing at Patterson Park Sunday evening.
Yes, okay. So we have a literal mini world, so to speak. The first and probably the most famous of the groups is a trio from Zimbabwe, from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe, called Insingizi. And these are three gentlemen that have the most beautiful, deep Southern African voices that have been together now for about 25 years of singing as a trio. And they are have been to our festival before. We brought them back this year. They're a complete sensation. They do a huge repertoire of the most wonderful music from Southern Africa. Then we have a delightful chorus from Panama, from Coro Polifenico, the Panama. And both these, of course, are Peace Corps countries too, because of all of John F. Kennedy's many legacies, we decided to celebrate the Peace Corps. This is an idea that came about with the Kennedy Center and us when we were discussing this festival. And it was, just perfect for us from our point of view, because we work in 145 countries. The Peace Corps has been in 141. So we said that's another connection we made. We said, let's look for choirs from those countries. Our third group is actually a concert band from an all-girls school in Shanghai, China. China, too, has been part of the Peace Corps in the last few decades, and it's a very famous school. Two first ladies of China have come from that school. Hillary Clinton has attended that school in terms of making a speech at that school. So, you know, it's quite a high-profile school. They have a wonderful girls' band, and so they're here for the 4th of July parades and other things, and also this festival. And then the last is a very special group from very near and dear to our hearts that we have sponsored to come to this festival. And they're based in Maine in the United States. They're called Pichintu, which is a Native American word that means when she sings, her voice carries far. And it's particularly lovely because this is a choir that was formed by a wonderful gentleman called Con Fulham, who started this choir for girls that were originally refugees that came to the United States as refugee families. And they started the choir because this was a way for them to learn English. And so they continue to sing. They've grown. They come from 19 countries, and this includes the Sudan and Somalia and Yemen, Cambodia and Djibouti, and many, many countries that are really suffering so much. So it's quite an exciting choir. So that's the lineup for Patterson Park.
That's Nita Helms, founder and president of the concert touring company Classical Movements, here on The Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. Classical Movements is organizing the concert Sunday night at Patterson Park. And also here with me in the studio is Katie Long, who's program director and Hispanic liaison for the nonprofit Friends of Patterson Park. Katie, I want to pick up on what Nita said about the Peace Corps. President Kennedy started the Peace Corps by executive order just 6 weeks after he took office in 1961, which is about a year and a half before that trip he made to Baltimore. You served in the Peace Corps in two locations, one of them Panama.
I did.
Tell us first about your time in Honduras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I served my two-year service in Honduras from 2005 to 2007. So I was a year out of college, and it was fantastic. I mean, they always say that.
What kind of work did you do?
So the program was called Municipal Development, and I was partnered with a nonprofit that was working on environmental protection and education. So I did a lot of organizing of basic health and sanitation volunteers, Honduran women and men that were trying to protect their community against deforestation. There was an outbreak of dengue fever when I was there that is actually still a huge issue in Honduras. So we did a lot of dengue fever education, did HIV/AIDS prevention. So a little bit of everything, mainly focused on youth and environmental health.
And that was your 2 year mm-hmm. service in Honduras, but then you also served with the Peace Corps in Panama?
Yeah, I did Peace Corps Response in Panama, and Peace Corps Response is a program available to returned Peace Corps volunteers if they want to go abroad again, and it's high impact short-term projects. So I was paired with a group called Floating Doctors that was
Floating Doctors.
Mm-hmm. Delivering remote medical care to the northwest islands of Honduras, Panama, with the Nobe indigenous communities.
So tell me more about what the Floating Doctors do.
Right. So it is a nonprofit that works in Panama, and they got their name because they actually started on a ship in Haiti, and they just kind of pulled up and docked after the earthquake there, and then they moved on actually past Honduras. They were in Honduras for a little while, and then in Panama. So they deliver medical care to these very remote islands inhabited by the Nobe indigenous community in Panama, and they deliver medical care by boat.
You were a translator, or what was your work?
Yeah, so partly I was interpreting, and partly we were developing a practitioner program so that the Nobe men and women could indeed be certified kind of as like EMT basics, so that they could treat themselves when the floating doctors weren't there, because of course they could only get there every 2 or 3 months, and this was often the only medical care that was provided to these communities.
So you were speaking Spanish with them.
I was. So I work as a medical interpreter here in Baltimore part-time, but the Nobe community, their native language is Nobere, but it's very rare. And of course, I don't speak Nobere, but they speak Spanish as their second language. So, and all of the providers are volunteers, mainly from Europe, Canada, and the United States. These are physicians, nurses, physicians assistants that come down, and they speak English. So I was interpreting. We were communicating in Spanish.
And you describe this as for you, it was a short-term service, mm-hmm. as a returned Peace Corps volunteer. But this continues? Floating doctors continue to float?
Yep. They continue to float, and they're still in Panama. And actually, the training that I was helping to develop, I was only there for 4 months, and this was last year, but the first group of trainees just got certified with the training that we provided. And I just got pictures 2 days ago via Facebook. Somebody went to where there was Wi-Fi service and sent it out, and it was really cool to see. So it's really great.
Why did you decide to serve in the Peace Corps?
I went to Towson University, and I majored in Spanish and psychology, and I knew that I wanted to come back to Baltimore and work with the Latino community here, but I also knew that in order to do that, I really wanted to see how the immigrant community were living in their countries before they were immigrants. So it was an invaluable experience, and I think it's really given me, a master of Spanish language, but also cross-cultural skills that I still use today, for sure, in Patterson Park.
Tell me more about that. What is something you think you can do now that you wouldn't have been able to do without your experience in the Peace Corps?
I think as simple as something as holding a meeting and realizing that when you hold a meeting, it's going to be probably longer than you expected, and it should include food, and kids should be welcome, and it maybe should be on a Friday night. Even if I don't want it to be.
You're right. This is not the Northern European vision of a meeting. Mm-hmm. Nita Helms, you gave us a wonderful summary of the groups we'll be performing on Sunday evening. What are you looking for when you select a group to perform?
So what we look for is to showcase this extraordinary variety of choral music all over the world. So we don't want them to all be from a certain region. Every year's festival is a taste of different kinds of groups. So while we have a trio, we have two trios this year, the ones from Mongolia and Zimbabwe, but we also have some big choirs. The largest we've had is 150. And then we have some women's groups. We have some young groups. We have some older groups. It's got to be a real rich experience for the audiences as well as for the choirs. Because during the time that they're here, we have 2 to 3 or 4 workshops every day as well, and all the choirs are learning from each other, and they learn each other's songs. And I particularly look for variety that shows the human voice at its glorious best.
Katie Long, what does it mean to you as a returned Peace Corps volunteer to have this concert Sunday at Patterson Park?
I couldn't be more excited. I mean, when we got the phone call from Classical Movements, it felt so serendipitous because they asked, they said, I don't know if you're familiar, but John F. Kennedy started the Peace Corps. I'm like, I totally know exactly what you're talking about. So just right now in Patterson Park, which is one of the most diverse communities in the city, which is always, Southeast Baltimore has always been the hub of the immigrant community. And we, of course, work with the refugee community as well. It feels incredibly important to do this right now, this summer, where we've been working with people to try to make them feel welcome and part of the community. And these folks certainly are the leaders and such an asset to our community. So it feels wonderful to celebrate the people in our community and folks from around the world.
Well, I'm grateful to you both for sharing your excitement about it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. We hope lots and lots of your listeners will come and have the concert of their lives and have most fun and, dance and sing along, and it's going to be lovely.
Dance and sing along. Nita Helms is founder and president of the concert touring company Classical Movements. Katie Long is program director and Hispanic liaison for the Friends of Patterson Park. Stay tuned to WIPR later today on Midday. You can hear one of the groups who will be performing at the concert. Insingizi is a three-man a cappella ensemble from Zimbabwe. The 7th Annual Serenade Washington, D.C. Choral Festival is this Sunday, 6:30 p.m. at Patterson Park. WIPR is a media sponsor of the Patterson Park Concert Series, of which this concert is a part. We'll have more information at the On the Record page at WIPR.org. I'm Sheila Cass. This is On the Record. Quick break now, and then a Stoop story.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.